To begin to unravel the mystery of your thoughts, we must first understand that consciousness is a simple principle, poorly explained and rarely practiced in modern popular culture. To put it in a basic form, it is the awareness to the thoughts you think, the emotions those inspire, and the actions you take as a result of them. After clarifying this, I'll provide you a technical explanation for the importance of this consciousness by conveying the significance it plays in daily life. Have you ever considered the fact that every single creation brought into physicality was once a thought, and that all that will ever become physical is currently in a preliminary thought and emotion format? Now that's powerful. The best part? You already possess every tool you need to access such an ability. Here's the science. What if I were to reveal to you that your very consciousness affected the behavior of subatomic particles? The Buddha once said, "All we are is the result of all that we have thought." And indeed, this is truth. Even what we consider modern science has conceded that there is an undeniable and consistent connection between the mind and physical matter. Be aware, however, that you are not the mind, nor the body, but the pilot of a complex, self-maintained shuttle in space-time. Furthermore, you are that very space-time, which is why these connections have garnered such a great level of attention from those in the scientific communities and beyond. Using a relatively new field of study called quantum physics or quantum mechanics to examine the laws that apply at the atomic and subatomic levels, modern man has been able to develop the quantifiable evidence of this by focusing in on the overlooked energy patterns of human thought. Classical laws of physics do not apply to the happening observed at the quantum level, and in fact, particles phase in and out of our reality constantly, which is part of the law of particle wave duality, suggesting there is no such thing as an objective or universal reality. Today, we are once again asserting the relationship between energy, frequency, and vibration. Or as Nikola Tesla once said it, "If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration." So today, we are rediscovering the secrets of the universe. A multitude of experiments have shown that energy, especially thought energy, can affect the properties of matter. Negative thoughts create a shattered, unappealing pattern in water, while positive thoughts create intricate and geometrically appealing patterns in a separate droplet of the same water once both have been frozen. Plants have been proven to respond to verbal reinforcement of hate with stunted growth or no growth, while verbal reinforcement of love will result in more rapid and lush results if all other factors remain constant. These patterns showcase the capabilities we each currently possess. Abilities which can be enhanced when activating ourselves biologically and entertaining higher levels of thought, such as love and gratitude. These results are even further amplified when utilized in a group setting. Cognition as an observer of reality has opened an entirely new dimension for how we co-create this present experience, and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. If you take anything away from this interaction, let it be this. You are quantum.